Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Last week, the White House released its long-awaited plan to reform the nation's housing finance system by privatizing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, calling it the last unfinished business of the financial crisis. In the report, they call these government insurers, who are currently under conservation by the U.S. government, government-sponsored enterprises, or GSE for short. In the good old days, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac operated with different models. Freddie would sell its loans on the open market using mortgage-backed securities as the vehicle. Fannie Mae, on the other hand, kept the loans on its balance sheet. The really high interest rates of the early 1980s pushed Fannie Mae to the brink of insolvency, after which they changed the model and adopted the same approach as Freddie Mac. In the middle of the credit crisis of 2007-2008, the government stepped in and bailed out both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the middle of 2008. Although it was apparent by early 2008 that some drastic steps would be required to save the financial system. I'm quoting from the report issued by the Treasury Department to the White House late last week. The housing finance system is in serious need of reform. The GSEs remain in conservatorship more than 10 years after the financial crisis, and they continue to be the dominant participants in the housing finance system. Although they remain critical to the functioning of that system, they are not yet subject to capital and other regulatory requirements tailored to the risks they pose to the financial stability. This lack of reform has left taxpayers exposed to future bailouts. The lack of reform has also prolonged the Federal Housing Finance Agency's management of the GSEs through the conservatorships, perpetuating far-reaching government influence over the housing finance system. This plan addresses the last unfinished business of the financial crisis in a way that preserves what works in the current system, protects taxpayers, and reduces the influence of the federal government in the housing finance system. So the idea is that a conservatorship is temporary, and therefore should have a timetable and a framework for returning these enterprises to the private sector. Most of the recommendations in the 53-page report released to the public late last week don't require input from Congress. Predictably, Democratic Congress members were quick to denounce the plan. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is set to testify on the reform plan in front of the Senate Banking Committee on September 10th, this coming week, along with Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Mark Calabria and HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson. Other plans for reforming housing finance and dealing with Fannie and Freddie have been floated in recent years, such as the Senate's Johnson-Crapo bill, but so far they've all failed. The idea behind the current proposal is that the existing government support of each GSE under its senior preferred stock purchase agreement with the Treasury Department would be replaced by an explicit paid-for guarantee backed by the full faith and credit of the federal government. But that guarantee is limited to the timely payment of principal and interest on only the qualifying mortgage-backed securities. This change would put the U.S. government in last place after all creditors, secured and unsecured, have put their capital at risk. In the authorizing legislation, Congress would provide that the government guarantee of qualifying mortgage-backed securities could only be triggered in those extraordinary circumstances. The government wants to ensure that significant first-loss private capital stands in front of the government guarantee, and that the availability of the government guarantee is conditioned on that entity or the guarantor providing specific credit enhancement to the mortgage collateral and thereby further securing the government. While the guarantors, that is Fannie and Freddie, will collect their own fees as compensation for taking this first-loss position, taxpayers would also be compensated for any residual catastrophic risk borne by the federal government. So they would also collect fees, and the fees collected by the federal government would be deposited in a mortgage insurance fund that would fund any payments that might be required under the government-backed mortgage-backed securities. The reserve target for the fund would also be set by the regulatory body to ensure taxpayers are protected against losses. In the event that the fund fails to satisfy its reserve target, the regulator would have the authority to recapitalize it through industry assessments on the guarantors. Now, both Fannie and Freddie participate in the residential market and the multifamily market, and the largest impact of privatization is likely to be on the underwriting rules that would affect loan eligibility for borrowers. The second would be on the cost of the mortgage insurance premium. Today, in the multifamily market, that insurance premium varies according to the ratio and the risk factors calculated by the underwriters. It is possible that under the new regime, once the enterprises are privatized, that the insurance premiums might go up. But I personally don't see those premiums going up much higher than the actual government-backed guarantees under the HUD or FHA programs. I expect the newly privatized offerings to be price competitive. After all, they are offering the same service. While I do expect that privatizing these entities will reduce taxpayer exposure to future bailouts, it won't eliminate the exposure. And since the offering is going to need to be priced competitive with the government offerings, I don't anticipate major changes to the cost of these offerings. So that's my take on the newly announced changes to the reprivatization of Fannie and Freddie. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. Talk to you again tomorrow.